When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof, like Alo or Allbirds or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet. And the not-so-secret secret? With Shop Pay, that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whatever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout Skims uses. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/try, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/try to upgrade your selling today. Shopify.com/try.
The future is a hefty responsibility and not one that we take lightly, but then taking things lightly has never been what Hefty is about. That's why we've created the Hefty Renew program that turns hard to recycle plastics into valuable resources like park benches and building materials. To participate, simply fill up an orange Hefty Renew bag with accepted items, tie it up, and drop it in with your regular recycling. That's it. It's that easy. It's time to rethink recycling with Renew. Particular valued resources may vary by geography. More info available at heftyrenew.com.
Listener, a quick disclaimer. This episode features real audio from Jared Miller's now-deleted YouTube channel. The clips will play throughout the episode to give you a glimpse into a disturbed mind. With that said, I want to make it clear that nothing in this episode is a political statement. Today we explore the abyss. The episode will touch on politics. There's no escaping it in this case. The beliefs of these subjects were intertwined with their mass shooting. With that said, I will be keeping my own beliefs to myself and do my best to provide even coverage. I do not consider it my business to tell you yours. That's not what Obscura is about. I ask you to please enjoy the episode without expectations of having your beliefs reaffirmed in either direction. Now, let's get on with it.
Welcome, listener. I'm glad you're here. Take a seat next to the fire.
Welcome to Obscura, where we shine a light on the dark.
Jared Miller emerged on Facebook in 2010. He was a card-carrying Democrat, a man who had campaigned for the Obama administration and had participated in the Occupy movement. However, things change. Miller developed a growing interest in groups such as the Tea Party, the Patriot Movement, and anti-government and militia groups. Many of Jared's initial Facebook posts seemed to flirt with a variety of topics, popularized by Alex Jones, conspiracies like the U.S. government's involvement in the 9/11 attacks, the use of chemtrails in order to dumb down the public, the rounding up of United States citizens to be placed in FEMA camps, and an encroaching police state.
For those of you that are out there that are skeptical of chemtrails, here's one for you right here. They're spraying it right now. Let me stop and get a good look out of it. There it is, though. It stretches all across the sky right here. Kind of petered out a little bit. Their spraying machine must be messing up a little bit.
This relatively innocent dabbling in conspiracy theories began to take a darker turn in 2012, with Miller making multiple references to, quote, his great awakening, and his growing hatred of both the U.S. government and police officers, who he saw as oppressors and blamed for his felony record stemming from a slew of petty drug-related crimes he committed between 2007 and 2010. as well as his inability to find work and his dental issues.
I have an issue I need to talk about here. Picked up this magazine. Well, my wife picked up this magazine because I'm on house arrest for selling marijuana. I know I'm such a big evil person, right? Check this out. This is quite disturbing. It says, "Groans. Are they watching you?" This is a whole magazine on drones. Whole magazine about it. No ads. All about drones. So are they watching you? Probably. I mean, they're already wiretapping your phones, watching your Facebook and everything. And they're probably watching this video of me right now. I don't care. Congrats. You're somebody special. You have clearance to watch and spy on the American people. It's just getting disturbing to me that people, you have Egypt right now, 30 million people out in the streets. And, because, you know, he was arresting protesters and stuff. Protesters get arrested every day in America, people. Every stinking day. People are getting arrested every stinking day for marijuana. And for pills and other kinds of drugs. Just because they're self-medicating themselves. And this is what they're doing. They're putting people on house arrest. Yes, you have to pay for the privilege to be a prisoner in your own home. They give you one of these. A little black box. You got to pay like $100 for. Plug it into the wall there. Run the phone line to your phone. And then they give you one of these fashionable little ankle bracelets. Pretty uncomfortable thing right here. You can see it's made an indent on my foot. Nice little mark there. And all this in my own home, I got to pay $9 a day for. Okay? And they told me that every week they have 400 people that check in. If you do the math, $9 a day, it's about $70 a week. Comes to about $28,000 a week in revenue they're bringing in from people on house arrest. You do even further math, that's over $100,000 a month. And that's just the minimum is $9 a day. There's people out there on GPS units. They're paying $14 a day. There's people out there paying $18 a day. They're making all this money. Half the people, I guarantee you, over half the people on house arrest are there for drugs. And then, here's my front window here. I can look out my front window. And you look a little closer. There you go, right in the middle of that frame. That is the courthouse. Beautiful building, even though it is a monument to authoritarianism. It's big concrete building, big thing, a building that people have to go to, or else they go to jail. You gotta go get your marriage license. You gotta go get gun permits. Whatever it is, you have to go down to that big stone structure monument to tyranny and submit, crawling and groveling on your hands and knees. Oh, give me permission to do this. Give me permission to do that. I don't know. Sounds a little like Nazi Germany to me, or maybe communist Russia. Where are your papers? Do you have the authority to be here? Do you have the right to be here? Where are you going? Where are you coming from? Who's in your car with you? Can I search your car? Can I stick my finger up your butt? No? Oh, that's probable cause. You probably got drugs up there. Because that's what they're doing now. They're, you know, just sticking fingers up people's butts. Looking for drugs. Big, scary drugs.
One such post reads, quote, "I love the idea of a free America. I love the Constitution. However, Americans have been neglecting their duties. Soon, USA will be slaughtering Christians and constitutionalists by the millions. In an effort to bring us one step closer to the New World Order, they will attempt to disarm the world in an effort to have global tyranny. I do not wish this to pass, for this will end the world as we know it. Satan runs our government. Satan runs our policies. The war on terror and the war on drugs is satanic agenda." Jared's post throughout 2012 would continue to highlight his support for former libertarian presidential candidates Ron Paul and Gary Johnson, as well as his increasing frustration with the court system, Second Amendment rights, the New World Order, and other matters, both real and imagined, that he considered to be attacks by the U.S. government on American people. Now, listener, by now you may be asking yourself, what does this Jared Miller feller look like? Well, he was pretty unkempt. He generally disheveled look. His hair was usually middle length and look as if Jared wasn't familiar with shampoo. His fashion sense being what I used to refer to as flea market chic. Neon tap-out shirts, camo jackets, leopard print bandanas, snowflake printed beanies with the fuzzy ball on top, usually reserved for children and Christmas, sweatpants, torn blue jeans, dirty sneakers, ragged boots with holes covered by duct tape, mesh trucker caps that read I fuck on the first date, a closet of white t-shirts featuring the slogans for fringe third-party political candidates, and graphic t-shirts with wolves, bears, and American flags. Cheap tattoos procured from unclean tattoo guns at a low cost in the dingiest and most dimly lit garage you can imagine.
George Washington, I've used an AK against the British. Yes. A resounding yes. You see, if we were to go back in time and hand George Washington an AK-47, he would have immediately took it apart, reverse engineered it, and mass produced it for his own troops. That if we were to have done this, I guarantee you the AK-47 would be on our flat. So those of you people out there that ask, why do you need an assault rifle? There's your reason. It's not something you need, okay? We're Americans. We get what we want. You work hard. You pay your bills. You pay your taxes. You get what you want. You're a law-abiding citizen. You have what you want. Hell, if you want an Abrams tank sitting in your backyard, go for it. More power to you. However, people in this country have been brainwashed into thinking that our Second Amendment is about hunting and sporting. Yet, do these people own guns? No. They hunt? No. You know, liberals, I don't want to classify everybody who thinks gun control is a good idea as a liberal, because Hitler was not a liberal. Mao was not a liberal. Stalin, Lenin, Mussolini, these people were not liberals. They were dictators. Yet, here we are today. And it's such a tragedy that Americans believe that other Americans shouldn't be allowed to own guns. I admit, there's a lot of gun deaths in this country. But not nearly the millions that have died because of governments turning on their own people. Imagine if the Jews had picked up arms and fought against Hitler. But they didn't know. They didn't know they would be rounded up and killed. Same with the Chinese and the Italians under Mussolini. They didn't believe it would happen to them. But our founding fathers picked up arms. Whatever they had. They were just farmers, plantation owners, whatever. They did that for us today. They gave us the Second Amendment to protect what I am doing right now, exercising my right to free speech. Without the Second Amendment, there is no free speech. Think about it.
It would be during Jared's brief employment as a flea market cashier in his home state of Indiana that Jared would first meet Amanda Woodruff, a needlework department head for the craft store chain Hobby Lobby. Amanda was less of an open book about her views, choosing instead to fill her social media with recipe and craft ideas. Still, it was clear that the couple bonded over conspiracy theories, both fantasizing about the day society crumbled. In 2011, she warned, quote, "The people of the world are lucky I can't kill you now. But remember, one day I will get you, because one day all hell will break loose, and I'll be standing in the middle of it with a shotgun in one hand and a pistol in the other."
Hey, babe, it's your husband. I love you so much. I'm going to miss your smile and your laugh. And the way you can always bring a smile to my face eventually, no matter what, how crabby of a mood I'm in because of the new world order and shit. I just wish we could wake up our families. I wish we could live in a happy-go-lucky world and we didn't have to worry about none of this. We didn't have to go through this shit. But we do. And I know we can get through this because we love each other so much, you know? And you're my trooper. You're so strong. You don't see it, but you are. And maybe you can, talk Jesse into giving you a foot massage every once in a while. But I love you so much with all my heart. And it's going to be tough, you know? It's going to be tough on both of us. But time will go by fast. And every night, I'm just going to imagine that you're just laying there next to me. And then I'm holding you. And I'll have dreams about you. And then I'll wake up pissed off because I know I'm in jail. But it's really for the best. Just to get it done and over with. We can save up money and I can get out. And then I can do some just odd jobs and stuff for cash. And save up money to go. We can pick up, you know, that money from Anderson. And we'll never have to worry about rent or nothing ever again. We'll just be able to just, you know, be together all the time and do shit together all the time. And just say fuck the world together all the time. I know it feels like it's me and you versus the world, and it kind of is. You know, a bunch of zombies out there, a bunch of sheeple, just ignorantly working to their deaths. I don't even care where their money goes or nothing. And I'm so glad you're not like that, baby. I'm so glad that I found you and that we're together. I love you so much. I'm going to miss you so bad. Try not to cry. I'm crying, but try not to cry. I hope this video makes you smile. I love you.
Much to the dismay of Amanda's family, she and Jared would be married, and together, the couple would sink deeper into their shared world of conspiracy theories, government oppression, and white supremacy. Views which the couple were more than happy to share with any audience willing to listen, including on YouTube, where Jared posted over 20 videos to his account. Jared's YouTube videos would bring the couple's beliefs into sharp focus, and as the video count grew, it became evident that the couple had begun to grow increasingly hostile over the New World Order and a government they believed had gone wrong under Obama's leadership. It was clear they wanted to be part of something bigger than themselves. They wanted to fight back for the perceived injustices imposed upon them. Most importantly, they wanted a revolution. They wanted to witness a complete upheaval of the government and society as we knew it.
The camera shut off on me. I don't know why. I'll try to splice these two videos together. I just want you to know I love you so much, and I hope that you will come visit me in jail. I'll still put you on the visitors list. I hope you can get over your thing and come visit me on Sunday. It would mean the world to me. I don't think my family will, and I know your family's not going to. I just wish they could understand and see the things that we see what's going on. I wish we didn't have to go do this stuff. I wish the world was perfect and we could just, you know, live happily without all this crap. But that's not the way it is.
we're just going to tough it out, you know. We love each other, and that's all that matters. And, you know, before you know it, I'll be back out, and I'll be back in your arms. I'm just going to miss you so much, babe. I love you with all my heart. I'm going to, like, brag about you in jail and tell you about how awesome you are. Every night, I'm going to lay there, and I'm going to pretend you're laying next to me. And I pray to God that this Sunday is not the last time I ever see you again. I swear to God, they better not fucking do this shit while I'm in jail. I'm pretty sure they won't. I'm pretty sure it's not happening that fast, but I have confidence I'll see you again, baby. And if I don't, remember, I'll always love you to where I'm at. Love you so much, baby.
The future is a hefty responsibility and not one that we take lightly. But then taking things lightly has never been what Hefty is about. That's why we've created the Hefty Renew program that turns hard to recycle plastics into valuable resources like park benches and building materials. To participate, simply fill up an orange Hefty Renew bag with accepted items, tie it up, and drop it in with your regular recycling. That's it. It's that easy. It's time to rethink recycling with Renew. Particular valued resources may vary by geography. More info available at heftyrenew.com.
I'm trying in these last few days, I'm trying in the hour. I'm going to try to just enjoy them with you as much as I can. I'm going to try my hardest. I love you so much. All the other girls I thought I was in love with, that's bullshit. I wasn't really in love with them. I didn't know what real love was until I met you. You're the only girl I've ever wanted to be with ever again. I love you so much, baby. I decided not to get my hair cut today, so I can make this video with my hair before I have you cut it off later. I didn't want Jake to do it. I want you to do it. I love you. And I hope this video doesn't make you cry. I hope it makes you, brings a smile to your face. Bye, baby.
After spending most of the summer of 2013 in jail for probation violations related to his prior drug charges, Jared returned to live with Amanda at her parents' house, and his social media posts became even more threatening. Quote, "Today is day one of the resistance. Today I declare that I will not acknowledge unconstitutional laws or authority figures. I am invoking the right to resist law here in Indiana. Any attempt to take me away by unlawful warrant will be met with resistance. Enough talk. It's time for action. I was unlawfully imprisoned due to my actions that did not involve a victim. I am the victim of tyranny, and the federal government and the local authorities have violated my rights for the last time." Within weeks of penning this post, Jared and Amanda became convinced that there was no future for them in Indiana, and regained their sense of hope in the glittering lights of Las Vegas. The couple had watched some coverage on InfoWars with David Lori Vanderbeek, who in 2014 was running for governor of Nevada on the Independent American Party ticket. Appearing as a guest on the program several times throughout 2013, Vanderbeek had gained a following among fringe groups for revealing so-called false flag operations set to go down at the 2013 Boy Scout Jamboree, as well as other conspiracies he had, air quotes, exposed. Vanderbeek's politics resonated with the couple, and together they felt they had a calling to campaign on Vanderbeek's behalf. While Vanderbeek's website has been suspended, a search through the Wayback Machine revealed that Vanderbeek often propagated conspiracy narratives through his blog, including that O.J. Simpson had confessed to the murders of his former wife, Nicole Brown Simpson, and her friend Ron Goldman, and that Las Vegas officials had been complicit in the cover-up, as well as former President Obama's supposed instrumental role in a communist conspiracy to force working individuals to rely on food stamps. Amanda was able to get transferred to a Hobby Lobby location in Las Vegas, and as far as her parents understood, their daughter was only taking an active interest in politics. The decision to make the trek to Vegas had a lot less strings for Jared. At the time of he and Amanda's decision to move, surprise, surprise, Jared was unemployed, and most of his family had cut ties with him on account of his newly adopted radical views and hostile interactions with him through social media. In short, he had become a very intense guy, scary to be around.
Kissing Amanda's parents and giving them a last goodbye, the couple packed up what few belongings they had at Amanda's parents' Indiana home into Jared's truck. Amanda, Jared, and their two cats, Leonardo and Oreo, would set off on a cross-country road trip, couch hopping with friends along the way and documenting their travels. Amanda and Jared would arrive in Las Vegas in early January of 2014. Amanda would resume her role as head of the needlework department at Hobby Lobby, and Jared would find work as a street performer, dressing as the Joker, and would be joined by Amanda on occasion, who dressed as Harley Quinn.
My fellow Americans, I'm the Joker, and I'm running for president because year after year, I've watched you Americans, my fellow citizens, vote for tyranny. And it's always the lesser of the two evils. You don't want too much tyranny too fast. You just, the lesser of two evils every year. But we have a chance to make history, ladies and gentlemen. You can vote for the more evil. And I'll tell you what, I give you my word on this. And I'm a man of my word, as you know. And I give you my word, utter transparency. When you vote for the Joker, you will know. You will know exactly what you get. Total and utter tyranny. On a madman scale, I will take this NDAA that Obama wrote up, incarcerating innocent Americans and holding them indefinitely without trial. It's just so evil. I figure I gotta get on some of that. I gotta have me some of that. He's also voted for this UN gun treaty that will take away all your guns. Like, what a better way to terrorize people when they don't have weapons. I mean, seriously. Think about it. The Batman. With none of his little gadgets, what would he be? I'd be able to put him in jail, lock him away, just like he does to me all the time. But you know what? If I'm the president, the Batman can't do shit. And I'll be able to just terrorize the entire nation. And possibly the entire globe. Think of it, a one world order with me at the head of it. I will be able to take all these FEMA concentration camps and not only imprison Americans, but other dissidents from other countries that don't want to go along with my plans, the New Order's plans to vaccinate you with all these flu shots and hepatitis shots that give you little drops of mercury and causes cancer and infertility. It's so wicked. And I don't even think that I could even mastermind that, but I think that I could use it to its full potential. Just vote for me. Vote for the more evil. And ignore this Gary Johnson guy. Ignore him. Because he wants to have your individual liberties and die of old age. And it just makes me so aggravated when everybody on this planet could just be dying and suffering from unconscionable war thirst. All your warmongering has just driven me to the point where I want to be president. I want to be the warmonger, not just some terrorist, not some just everyday terrorist, domestic terrorist on a place you're not on the side. No, I want to blow up whole country, whole nation. I want to make everybody submit to one world order governance. Under my rule, not these pathetic little puppets they got right now. No, just seriously, just vote for me, America. Utter transparency. You will know what you get with me. And I'm telling you, it's what you want.
The couple would also begin their campaign efforts for David Lori Vanderbeek. And for the most part, their social media posts sounded optimistic about their decision to relocate. By February of 2014, Jared's social media posts would once again take a dark and violent turn after he was stopped by a Las Vegas police officer for driving on a suspended license. Jared responded by threatening an Indiana Bureau of Motor Vehicles office, suggesting he would shoot anyone who attempted to arrest him on account of the license suspension. His threat prompted Las Vegas police to pay a visit to the Millers, but they gave Jared the benefit of the doubt that he was only blowing off steam. Police decided to not pursue any charges. Jared made a post to Facebook stating, quote, "The day of your judgment will come, not from my hand, for you will make me a martyr. Your judgment will come from those that will bite the hand that feeds them. Come for me. Free me from your slavery. Give me the death a hero deserves. Help wake the masses to your corruption and treason. I fucking dare you. And that's it for part one. For Patreon subscribers, the next episode will drop this week. For everyone else, you can expect part two next Wednesday. And I thank you for listening, and keep the fire burning.